This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Gladding, G like golf, L-A-D-D-I-N-G, date of birth 5/21 of 1956. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Gladding with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, anemia of chronic disease. His last visit was February 10th, 2025. He states that he's been feeling well. He's had physically well, but he has had quite a bit more anxiety, and he is working with his psychiatrist to try to manage that anxiety at this time. He's had some weakness in his legs, according to his wife, as well as increased abdominal discomfort intermittently. She will be discussing that with you in the future to see if anything else can be done to help those symptoms. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He seems to be making adequate amounts of urine without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed, and he did have an anxiety medication added, he believes. He wasn't sure of the spelling or the actual dose of the medication. Physical exam, weight is 235 pounds, and this is unchanged. Pulse 80, and blood pressure is 150 over 81. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 20th, 2025. Creatinine is improved at 2.79. Estimated GFR is 24. Calcium is 9.2, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 3.7. Electrolytes are normal. Intact parathyroid hormone is 102.8. Hemoglobin is 11.6 with the normal platelets, normal white count. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. We've asked him to continue having lab studies done monthly. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, mild anemia of chronic disease, not requiring EPOGEN or iron infusions until the hemoglobin is less than 10 and hematocrit less than 30. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.